Welcome to the Unrest Podcast. I'm Madeline Green.
And I'm Caitlin Stansel. Thanks so much for joining us back here. We love to have you listening in as we share these real life haunts that we are collecting. But if you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe so you can see when our new episodes post. We post once a week. Might not be on the same day every week, but we do it once a week. And yeah, we just enjoy sharing these spooky stories with you.
Have you listened to Mr. Ballin yet, Caitlin?
No.
First of all, you need to listen to Mr. Ballin. He's okay. Amazing. And I wish that we were cool enough to have come up with something weird like his like buttons. I'm sure you already do. If you like this show, follow Mr. Ballin, but you should follow him too. I'm just going to help
promote him.
Promote someone else's show. This show's good. Our show is great.
Back on topic now to the real life haunt for this episode.
Back away from my obsession for Mr. Ballin. So this week's real life haunt is Michael, and he's going to share with us a story about an old theater in a small town. So check out what he has to say about this place.
So I work for this old theater. It's in a small historic town. The building was built in like the early 1900s and has been a vaudeville house. I think it was a movie theater at one point, and now it's a live performance theater. I started working there as a kid in the early 2000s and have spent most of my time just hanging lights, running sound, mostly tech stuff. Over the years, I've had quite a few paranormal experiences, but one in particular that has creeped me out the most is the man in the top hat. I was probably 16 when this happened. I was up on this catwalk, like platform thing that was probably 20 feet off the ground, and I was running a spotlight. And during this show one night, I was in between spot cues and was just sitting on the floor of this platform, looking over the edge down at the stage floor. This particular scene that was happening had everyone on stage, so the only person backstage was this crew member in the corner. And I was just staring down at the floor when I noticed something like in my peripheral vision, and I immediately looked over, and there was like this tall person in a top hat and like a long black coat. And I remembered thinking it was odd because the show we were doing at the time didn't have anybody dressed like that. And I just remembered thinking it was like a really formal, like, costume for the show. So anyway, after the show, I'm talking to one of the theater employees about something random. And I asked who wears a top hat in the show. And this guy's face went completely blank. And he asked me why. And I told him I had seen someone backstage in a top hat and a coat. And he asked like more specifics, like which side of the stage, was it more like towards like the edge of the stage, or was it more like the back wall? And that's basically when he just told me about the man in the top hat that roams backstage. He told me that he and other employees, like over the last 20 years, have seen this figure in the top hat, and they like to hypothesize that it's just the person who the theater was named after, like coming back to check on it. And so I'm going to pretend that that's also who it is. But after his story, I definitely was pretty scared to go back up on that catwalk. And I definitely will not be by myself backstage at night in the dark. Another paranormal experience that I've had is whenever it is tech week and we are getting ready to open a show, we will bring the light board down into the auditorium because it's just easier to see the lights when we're programming. And on multiple occasions, I've been sitting in the auditorium at night And it's not unlike us to be programming until 2 or 3 in the morning. And we will hear the seats in the auditorium like creak, like they sound like people are getting up or sitting down. They're kind of a flip down style seat and they're old, so they squeak. That happens pretty often. Also, the way that the auditorium is set up is that there's basically 2 double doors at the back wall. And when they close, they make a very specific sound. And it's not uncommon to hear those doors open and close. And when you're sitting in a 100-year-old building at 2 in the morning by yourself and you hear these sounds, it's pretty unnerving. The next thing that I've noticed, and a lot of people have noticed in this building, is what we call like shadow people, or just seeing something out of the corner of your eye. And it happens all the time, like especially when you're on stage. You will just be working on the set or fixing lights or something, and just out of the corner of your eye, you'll see something. That happens almost literally to everybody in the building, and we have not found a reasonable explanation for it. And the other thing is, sometimes I can hear the voices of other people that are not there. So one day I had shown up for work to start hanging lights for the show, and there's a guy that I work with, and I was just working on lights, and I heard him in the lobby talking, and I was like, oh, he must be on the phone, because he was going to come help me with some stuff. So I was just waiting and waiting, and then, and like probably 20 or 30 minutes had passed, and so I texted him, and I just said, hey, when you have a minute, will you come help me? And he responded back to me, and he said, for sure, I'm on my way. I should be there in probably about 10 minutes. And I about froze, because I had been hearing his voice coming from the lobby. And I still don't know who I heard or what that was, but it was definitely not my friend.
I love the top hat, a nice style choice.
I love stories like this because for some reason it kind of reminds me of Phantom of the Opera. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea. And isn't it crazy that so many theaters are haunted?
Yeah, I wonder why. Maybe because it's like, you know, when you go to see a show, it's sort of like an interpretation of a story. Like maybe there's some sort of like channel of communication happening there.
Right.
And maybe you're just like more open to that communication as well, because you're sitting there, you're watching, you're taking in whatever you're looking at. You know, that's not something you do in your daily life. And we did a story several episodes ago, many episodes, I think, about opera houses and how there's so many haunted opera houses. And if I remember correctly, I think it was because, you know, they're associated with art, and sort of art is this medium for paranormal activity, I guess.
Yes, I think it was when you did that terrible story about Return to Babylon, and I still can't get those images out of my head. Well, thank you, Michael, for sharing that story with us. Definitely a very interesting story. Hopefully you don't see the man in the top hat anymore. And we want to hear from you guys. If you have a spine-tingling spook, please share it with us. You can email us at theunrestpodcast@gmail.com.
Or join us over on Facebook, like our page, or hop into the Unrest Podcast Facebook group. We have lots of unique content happening over there. Just some fun ways to engage with our listeners.
And until next time,
unrest in peace.